Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Last week, in our study of 1 Samuel chapter 8, we were taught that one of the greatest dangers for a Christian is getting our eyes on family or fellow believers and off of the Lord. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
We know in Jesus Christ that without him was not anything made that was made. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. And in verse 10 he says, he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. So if he that made the worlds and said that it was good, now says here's something that is great. Man, my mind can't grasp what the fullness of that greatness is of reward. For great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. The danger that we face as Christians is that when we're going through the trials and we're having problems, especially if it's with your family, if it's with your fellow believers in the church or what have you, it's easy to get your eyes on them instead of keeping your eyes on the Lord. The joy of the Lord is your strength, and having that eternity set in your heart, rejoice, be exceeding glad for the great reward that lies ahead. That's why Paul and Silas are singing in prison after they've been beaten and they're bloody. But you can't be worldly. 1 John 3:2 says this, Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. We shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. If you're going to walk in holiness, you're going to walk knowing a reward that lies ahead. Purify yourself. If you have a wrong view of eternity, you will not walk in the way of purity. Today, people go camping half the weekend, or, you know, maybe a weekend a month, sometimes a couple times a month, and sometimes through the summer every weekend. And they justify it as family time. But God ordained the local church, and we're not rendering unto God the things that are God. I told the Sunday school class, government was made before the local church, so why not April 15th not pay your taxes since the family was made before the church? See, I have a lot of people tell me that. It says, well, you know, God ordained the home before he ordained the church. Yes, he also ordained it before he ordained government. So therefore, don't pay your taxes on April 15th if you really believe that. See, quit lying to yourself. Quit lying to yourself. We strive to have better homes, luxuries, cars, and so forth. We strive to feel good, be entertained, be amused. Therefore, we buy things that make us feel good. But when we say, you know what, in order to drive a bus route, you got to have a CDL license, and then you need to visit, knock on doors. Well, we don't do that. We aren't faithful to the services to tithe and to have devotions. See, we want ease and comfort. We want preaching, music, Sunday school to make us feel good, but not to cost us our time and pleasure. Well, my friend, if that's the case, we're not laborers together with God. We're not prayers instead. You're players and entertainers together. And that doesn't fly in God's sight. You see, when we get to that point that we say our family is first, we do this for family time. Have you ever thought that part of your family time ought to be in God's house? Don't you think that family time is God's house? Do you realize your family can have a ministry? Your family can go out and knock on doors and witness the gospel together. Your family can take a bus route as their own together. Oh, your family can do those things. You see, you're not wanting family time. You're only wanting play time, because the pleasures of sin are more important than the eternal riches of heaven. Quit looking at the world. Quit making your arguments sound logical and spiritual. Well, we can't do that because kids are so different today. It's just too much time that for me to be in the choir, to take my kids to a youth meeting. You know, usually in our church, I'll compliment our specials and other things that go on. And I'll say something about the Bible preserved, or I might say something about the unrighteousness of Christian contemporary music, which is really religious music, not Christian. And I might say that in 60 seconds of a sermon. Do you realize there are people that will walk out and that's all they heard? And they'll run me down for 30 minutes. That's all he preaches. He preaches on that too much. They'll tell their friends. I compliment good music. I compliment good preaching. Don't say much about that. Boy, they'll run it down and gripe when I hit these other things. And they'll say, I don't like this. I don't like that. He thinks this. And they'll say things that they've never heard us say. And when they leave, they'll say, well, that church is just too negative. You know, they spend time running down. And they've got to share it with others. Because, again, bad principle can't stand on its own two feet. And I get a kick out of it, because they call us all kind of names, and then their last departing thing is, you people just don't know how to love. Again, let me just say this. You've got to quit looking at the world. Quit trying to make your argument spiritual. Admit where you are and try to get things right with God. Try to get things right with God. Don't try to make things sound spiritual. Admit you're just looking at this present life. You're looking at what the in crowd says is fun and it's all right and acceptable. And don't say, well, they're doing this in the other churches. There are others that do that. That's not your measure. The Word of God is your measure. See, don't look for loopholes. Instead, look up for what saith the Lord. If your view of eternity must appeal to your carnal nature and your feelings and your peer group, then you'll never have a holy view of eternity. Rather, a religious but repulsive to God view. It may not hurt now, but in eternity, you'll feel the hurt, because all of a sudden you realize you're missing your grandchildren who are in hell. Israel's first king was slain in battle. One of their best and last kings, Josiah, was killed in battle as well. But none of the judges are seen being killed in battle. Don't make religious kings out of methods and fads in your life to replace obedience, and holiness, or you're headed for a fall. Well, after the people's request, we see Samuel's prayer request in verse 6. He says, "But the thing displeased Samuel when they said, 'Give us a king to judge us.' And Samuel prayed unto the Lord." Now, first, know their request displeased Samuel. It's not his old age or his boy's failures that are so displeasing, although that probably did. Rather, they asked for a king. Samuel is jealous for the honor of God. He had led a revival for 20 years in chapter 7 and saw repentance and victory. Now they want to cast their pearls before swine, the pearl of God's rule through his word via judges, to man's rule, a monarchy, via the feelings and whims of man. So Samuel goes to prayer. He fully understands their unbelief and rebellion. He sees the disguising of it with a religious motive. Again, we're reminded of 2 Corinthians chapter 11. Verses 13 through 15, for it says, "For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ, and no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore it is of no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works." Asking for a king reflected on God and his honor, and reflected badly. In choosing a king, they rejected the Father. In choosing Barabbas later, they rejected the Son. In choosing religion their way instead of the Word of God, for an example, they amended the Ten Commandments so that a child did not have to honor his mother and father. In doing that, they rejected the Holy Spirit. Samuel was a man much in prayer. And God also knows a good man's motive. Therefore, in Philippians 4:6, it says, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God." This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, "May the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today."
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying, "May God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus."